ओम शांति। अंडरस्टैंडिंग द डेप्थ ऑफ बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस, इन गोल्डन एज we were having very good soul conscious stage. And that is why our life was completely pure. Birth after birth, the energy of the soul was decreasing gradually and gradually. Then automatically, in the beginning of copper age, we were having body consciousness. Our true consciousness, real consciousness, is a soul consciousness. But we lost that true consciousness, then automatically we were experiencing body consciousness. The light of the soul was decreasing gradually and gradually. Then in the beginning of copper age, the darkness of body consciousness was there on the soul. Body consciousness is just like a darkness. What is darkness? Nothing. But that is just absence of the light. In the same way, what is body consciousness? Body consciousness is the absence of true consciousness, real consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. When the soul descends on this earth, point of light, soul, is descending on this earth, the five elements are offering the gift of the instrument of the body. Okay, this is a gift for you. Welcome. Use this gift of body for playing your role on this land. We were using that instrument of body for playing our role . But in meantime, we lost the awareness of the soul and we were considering ourselves as a body. Body is just instrument. there are two seeds. Seed of soul consciousness, seed of body consciousness. From the seed of body consciousness, the tree of life is coming out, and on that tree we are getting the fruits of vices. On the seed of body consciousness, whatever the tree we are getting, we are experiencing, observing the fruits of vices. And from the seed of the soul, the tree of life is coming out. On that tree we are getting the fruits of the virtues, divine virtues. In the beginning of coverage, we were in body consciousness. In the beginning, there was just first stage, awareness of the body. I am a body. And gradually, the awareness of body was transferring in a proud of body consciousness. There was a deep impact of body consciousness on a soul. That is why we were having the proud of body consciousness. Always I-ness and minus we were observing in our life. I am having this quality. I am a very good instrument. I am having this quality. I am having this power. Name and fame. Awareness of the name and fame. The beauty, the proud of the beauty of body also was there. I am a beautiful person. And gradually the proud of body consciousness was transferring in ego of body consciousness. Always having ego. And all the time we were experiencing the influence of vices in our life. The moment we enter in the kingdom of Maya in the copper age, okay, stop here. You are in my kingdom. You must obey my order. Maya, what is your order? You have to consider yourself as a body. Okay, what is next? You should consider others also as a body. Okay. We were following the Maya's direction, and that is why we lost in vices. We become unconscious, totally unconscious. We lost the consciousness, who am I? We become unconscious. And Baba was observing from Paramdham what is going on. My child is unconscious. I should go. I should take care of him. He made a mistake. He is under the influence of Maya enemy. He is following the direction of enemy Maya. I should go anyhow. And then Baba descends here on the mountains of Mount Abu in the medium of Brahma Baba. And then Baba sent the life-giving herb to everywhere throughout the world. Murli, life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Bhuti. And through Murli, Baba was explaining, oh child, please open your eyes. Consider yourself as a soul. No, I'm not a soul, I am a body. Next day is coming and explaining, oh, I am the only one, the one who always speaks the truth. I'm your father. Please open your eyes and accept yourself. You are a soul. Okay, I'm a soul. Really, I'm a soul. Okay, I'm a soul. Little by little, consciousness was there. You are not only a soul, you are a powerful soul. Okay, I am a powerful soul. You are the son of almighty authority. Okay, I am the son of master almighty authority. When I was always having such type of the powerful soul conscious stage, then Maya was not attacking on me. She was not battling. She stopped battling with me. Three stages of soul consciousness. First stage, awareness of a soul. We were having the awareness of a soul. And as much we are practicing, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, then second stage, powerful soul conscious stage, deep soul conscious stage. When we were having that stage, we were practicing that stage, then third, soul conscious stage with a very good self-respect. Very good intoxication. Ego of body consciousness and soul conscious stage with the intoxication. We are mixing these two things sometimes. Ego of body consciousness and very high intoxication of soul consciousness. We are mixing this sometimes. How do we know the difference in this between these two stages? We must have very good soul conscious stage with high intoxication. Because we are a noble souls, we are a royal souls, we are the hero actors in this unlimited world drama. That's why we must have that high intoxication. I am a very special soul. God has selected me out of millions and millions souls. I must have that intoxication on my face. But what is the difference in between these two things? I am having really soul consciousness with high intoxication, or I am having body consciousness with ego. I
as much the higher intoxication, godly intoxication there, that much the humility would be there. When we are having very good soul consciousness with very good intoxication, automatically humbleness would be there in our life. Humility would be there in life. This is the symptom. This is positive side. This is negative side. This is Maya side. There won't be humility. Always minus and minus. Everybody should accept my direction. I am a very good planner. I am having very good intellect, planning intellect. They must accept my direction. They must accept my touchings. Everybody must give respect to me. I am a very good instrument. I am a very good speaker. One thing is very important. We should notice that. On 18 January 69, last versions, Baba's versions was be bodiless, be egoless, be voiceless, and be egoless. Bodiless, voiceless, and then egoless. Voiceless, in the word of voiceless, voiceless, ego already is there. When we are conquering ego, then we are becoming voiceless. After this, Baba used this third word, egoless. What is the secret of using this three word, third word? Egoless, be egoless. When we are coming to Baba, our apron was empty. When we are becoming Baba children, we learn how to speak, we learn how to have yoga, we learn how to have planning intellect, and gradually we are becoming very good instrument. And when we are becoming very good instrument, then we are having subtle ego. I am a very good speaker. I am a very good churner. I am having very good planning intellect. We must not have this ego also. Then only we can experience egoless stage. Complete pure. When soul become complete pure, the soul is becoming egoless. That is the sign of complete purity. Very humble. Baba is highest on high. His almighty authority on one hand. But on the other hand, he is very humble. He is bowing in front of the children. In every murli, at the end of murli, he is saying, Yad Pyar, Namaste. He is just showing us. Learn from me. I am highest on high, but I am very humble.
on the other hand. We came to Baba for increasing the power of spirituality in our life. Spirituality. The word spirituality contains in itself the word spirit. What does it mean? Until we are not considering ourselves as a spirit, as a soul, spirituality will not be in our life. And as much we are considering ourselves as a soul, as a spirit, that much spirituality is increasing in our life. In every murli, since 75 years, in every murli, Baba always reminding us, oh sweet child, please consider yourself as a soul. Consider yourself as a soul and remember me. Since 75 years. Till now also he is reminding us. It means we must realize this thing, that this is the most important aspect in our Brahmin life, considering ourselves as a soul. Experiencing ourselves as a soul is the most important aspect in our Brahmin life. In fact, that is the foundation of our Brahmin life. That foundation must be deep, must be concrete, must be strong. If we really would like to enjoy this most elevated Brahmin life, the secret of that is experiencing wonderful stage of soul consciousness all the time. Now at present we are having 24 hours body consciousness. Even in a dream we are having body consciousness. Now we must practice soul consciousness so that we would have 24 hours right consciousness. That is a soul consciousness. Till that we must keep on practicing, practicing, practicing. We must keep on practicing, practicing, practicing. Soul conscious stage. As much we are practicing this soul conscious stage, the depth of soul consciousness is increasing gradually and gradually. And as much the depth of soul consciousness is increasing, that much perfection in soul consciousness is increasing. We can experience command or authority on that soul consciousness. Once Baba has said that, when you would have natural nature of being in soul conscious stage, then automatically this nature also would be natural. This nature also will change. This nature also would have natural qualities, original qualities. This nature is related with our nature. What is the method of experiencing soul conscious stage? We must follow, we must practice proper method, proper technique for experiencing the soul conscious stage, so that we can destroy the body consciousness totally. What is the method? See everyone as a soul. How can we see others as a soul? Awareness. These are the eyes of this body. Through these eyes only we can see others as a body. The eye of a soul is intellect. The eye of a soul is intellect. Visualization power. Is intellect. Baba opened this eye. We must keep this eye open all the time. When this eye would be open, this real eye would be open, then realization would be there. Which is wrong and which is right, such type of the realization would be there. Considering ourselves as a body is a wrong thing. Considering ourselves as a soul is a right thing. That realization power is increasing when our real eye is always keep open. And then only we would be able to visualize the real form of a person who is coming in front of me. When Baba is coming in Diamond Hall in front of the audience of 25,000 children, Baba is observing this is the huge gathering of the incorporeal souls. Because Baba had that awareness that I am an incorporeal soul. I am an almighty authority. I am the father of all the souls. That is why Baba's vision is also incorporeal. Use this third eye and try to visualize yourself as a point of light, tiny and shining point of divine light in the center of your forehead. visualize clearly and deeply and be in that stage as long as you can. I am just a point of divine light. What type of the light am I? I am peaceful light, spreading the waves of peace all around me, spreading the light of peace and experiencing the depth of peace. Just enjoy that stage. There are two factors. If you are working on this aspect, on soul consciousness, there are two factors. If you want to know what quality of the soul consciousness I am having, first factor is the percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. Suppose you are a beginner, you are 10% visualization would be there on the soul consciousness. It means you are having 90% body consciousness. Increase the depth of visualization 10 to 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 soul conscious stage means zero body consciousness. Not a single percent of body consciousness. Full soul consciousness. And second factor, being in that stage as long as possible. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. All the time. As much the percentage of visualization is increasing and time of being in that stage is increasing, that much the quality of soul consciousness is increasing. When we are practicing this soul conscious stage, sometimes we feel bored. Yes, why? We feel sometimes bored. Oh, point of light, I feel dryness. Why? We feel bored. What is the reason? How long? I should be in that point of light stage. No experience. Because of not having experience, we feel bored. Okay. Sorry? Okay, we are enjoying body consciousness, that's why we are not maintaining. We feel bored soul conscious stage. We are making one mistake. What is that? Who am I and how am I? These are the two different things. Who am I? I am a soul, point of light. But how am I? I am a very special soul, selected by God. I am not a just ordinary soul. In another word, you can say self and respect. Who am I is a self, how am I is a respect. These two things must be together. Then only you can enjoy this soul conscious stage. You never ever feel boredness in your life, Brahmin life. Look at our dadis. They never said that we feel bored. Self-respect. We must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect while experiencing ourselves as a soul. And then we should keep on enjoying this soul conscious stage. You can experience super sensuous joy. When you are being in that deep soul conscious stage, you can enjoy super sensuous joy. Supreme blissful stage. We have tremendous attachment with our body. We love our body. We have tremendous attachment with our body, own body. If you really would like to experience detachment from your body, it really needs lots of practice, long period of practice. Of being in soul conscious stage. As much we are becoming detached from our body, we are getting company of God. That much only. There is a choice. You want company of body or you want company of God? As much you are sacrificing the company of your body, that much you are getting the company of God. That is why we must try to get detached from our body. As much as possible. Body is just costume. Body is just instrument. We have come to Baba for imbibing the royal sanskars, noble sanskars in this Brahmin life. Because in future, we are getting the rebirth in future on the basis of the sanskars. Whatever the types of the sanskars we are having, we are getting birth in that type of the family. Sanskars of the family. If we are imbibing very royal and noble sanskars, then automatically we are getting birth in a royal family, gentle family. That is why this is the time of imbibing royal sanskars, gentle sanskars, noble sanskars. And for imbibing that royal sanskars, we must learn to be in a very good intoxication, godly intoxication. We must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect as long as possible. The percentage of godly intoxication is increasing automatically, and the royalty in our sanskars is already
imbibing.
If you would like to learn how to be in a very good self-respect, just look at Baba's face. When Shiv Baba, Bab Dada is entering in Gulzar Dadi's medium, look at Baba's face, Baba had the intoxication, natural intoxication on his face. I am a supreme, I am almighty authority. On his face. Watch Baba's face. Anybody could feel from Baba's face, this is the highest authority in this world. He's a supreme. We must follow Baba. And we must always consider ourselves as a hero actor. I am a hero actor in this unlimited drama.
Innumerable eyes are looking at me always. I must have very good intoxication on my face. My face must be happy, ever happy, like a blossoming flower. You may be in your room, but always we should think that I am on the world stage. I am a hero actor. My face must be ever happy,
full with joy, full with happiness, full with intoxication. Because Baba has said that we have to do lots of service through the face and through our character. At the end, that is why we must maintain that type of the elevated stage now. This is a drill. Considering yourself as a soul is one type of a drill. Consider yourself as a sometimes body is a cave, I the soul is tapasvi, yogi is sitting in a cave. Body is like a car, I the soul is a driver of this car. Body is like a showcase. I, the soul, is a showpiece in the showcase. Body is like a house. I, the soul, owner of the house, is sitting near the windows of the eyes. Practice any yukti, whatever you like. Automatically, the body consciousness will decrease. Karmati stage means what? When Baba, Brahma Baba was having that Karmati stage, at the end, whoever was going to Baba for meeting, Baba, that soul was experiencing powerful stage of soul consciousness from Baba's personality. Powerful vibrations of peace, purity, happiness. If you really, really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga or very good stage of an angelic stage, the first requirement is enjoying deep soul conscious stage. As much the natural soul conscious stage would be there, natural Baba's remembrance would be there. As much natural soul conscious stage would be there, automatically you can experience yourself as an angel. As much the intensity of the light of the soul is increasing, you can experience I, the soul, is having the body of divine light, and from each and every organ, divine light is reflecting. When Brahma Baba was moving around here in Madhuban, anywhere, whoever was looking at Baba, he was observing Baba as an angel. Why? Because in his bodily house, the light of soul consciousness was always on. Understand? This is a matter of practice only. Practice makes a man perfect. If you practice intensively, sincerely on this aspect, then automatically the depth of soul consciousness is increasing. The soul conscious stage would be natural. You can maintain consistency in that soul consciousness automatically.
This is our first and last lesson. To be in soul consciousness, to consider ourselves as a soul, this would be our last paper. We may be in any situation, but we must be in a soul consciousness in second. And we must be in Baba's remembrance also at the same second. That is why it really needs long period of practice. Which power is my mind and which power is my intellect? We must have clear understanding in these two powers. Which power is my mind and which power is my intellect? If you have this clear understanding, then automatically you can use these two powers and then you can develop your soul conscious stage and your yoga also. Visualization power of a soul is intellect and thinking power of a soul is a mind. Experience this difference while being in a solitude. And use these two powers for maintaining soul conscious state. Clear? Everybody got the clear understanding on this aspect? And anybody have any questions? The word, this word, considering ourselves as a soul, understanding ourselves as a soul, experiencing ourselves as a soul, being in the stage of soul conscious stage, you can use anything. Yeah. Means be in the right consciousness. This is wrong consciousness. Understanding or feeling ourselves as a body is a wrong consciousness.
But being in a soul consciousness is a right consciousness, true consciousness. That is why we must be in soul consciousness. Okay? Now, can we have really special experience, wonderful experience of soul consciousness and meditation for a while? Huh? Huh? There are two special qualities of an angel. First quality of an angel is, instead of this physical body, angel have the same shape of the light body, divine light body. Okay? First quality. And second important quality, the angel have all relationship with only God. Having all relationship with Baba, not with any physical being, any physical things. Understand? Being in the body of light, divine light, and having relationship with God. And always keep flying and always helping the humanity. This is the quality of an angel. An angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Experiencing complete freedom. Okay? Can you just stand up for a while?
Get away the vibrations of the sleep. Press the sky with your palm.
For a while, close your eyes. This physical eyes, close your eyes and keep open your third eye, the eye of intellect. And chant the mantra 3 times with me, the mantra of Om. But follow special method for that. Visualize first in the forehead, underneath, that I am a point of light. And the thought is coming out of womb, and that thought is coming out from the mouth in the form of the voice. In the same way, you chant the mantra of Om for 3 times with me and experience yourself as a point of divine light. What will happen? What would be the benefit of chanting mantra? First benefit, this mantra will purify your mind and body and atmosphere. And second benefit, it will help you for increasing the concentration, focusing on the point of light. Okay, start. Oh.
join me all, be in soul conscious state and chant this mantra. Visualize with the third eye very deeply as a sparkling star, as a living star, and chant this mantra. Once more, please. Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a sparkling star, I am a twinkling star, I am a wonderful star. I am a bright shining star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. Oh, how fortunate am I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form. That is the point of divine light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe. Spreading the light of divinity my true existence in this world is just the tiny and shining a most fortunate soul in this world. God has selected me for a special task of establishing new world on this land. He is creating my fortune. I am a pure soul, spreading the light of purity, fragrance of purity in this atmosphere, experiencing wonderful crown of purity around me. Experiencing blissful stage. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world glow, flying far beyond sun and moon and stars. I arrive at angelic world. How beautiful world is this? Everywhere there is snow white, bright, divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel, dress of divine light. Emperor of an angels, sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in ocean of love. How wonderful experience is this. I, the soul, is leaving the body of an angel and flying towards the incorporeal world. Flying far towards the incorporeal world. How sweet is this my home, sweet home, my real home. Everywhere there is golden red divine light. It is a world of an infinite peace. I experience sweet silence, deep silence in this world. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. He become the light of my eyes. He become my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only my sweetest father. Baba, Baba, I really love you, Baba. I really like you, Baba. I fell madly in the love of Baba, so that nothing and no one can separate me from Him. I experience combined with Baba, oneness with Baba. I am deeply lost in the ocean of love. and experience oneness with Baba. He is the sun of knowledge. He is the ocean of power, spiritual powers. He is the unlimited source of spiritual power. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am receiving the shower of powers on me. I, the soul, is receiving and receiving tremendous power. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. Receiving the shower of powers constantly on me. The battery of my soul is recharging. Sweetest Baba, I have one pure desire, Baba, that there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at every moment of this confluence is Baba. I love your company. You are my best companion, Baba. Really would like to sustain this unique experience as long as possible. I, the soul, returning again towards this corporeal world and entering in this physical body and sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a flawless diamond, radiating the light of different powers, experiencing wonderful aura of divine light. I
just a tiny and shining point of divine light, radiating the waves of powers and charging this atmosphere with the spiritual powers. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.